everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. I say welcome back in. Welcome in. First start of the week here. I feel like we're constantly talking with all of you. I know Buck does as well. We love being able to hang out with you for 3 hours every single day, especially when we enter into the start of a new week and we are officially 36 days. Tomorrow will be 5 weeks to the day from the midterm. Some of you are already in states where you can cast your ballot. Some of you may have already gone in and voted. And certainly we thank all of you who are doing so. And I got to tell you, Buck, got a bunch to dive into. We'll give you the latest on Hurricane Ian and its aftermath and the attempt, which is aggressive now, to come after Ron DeSantis and probably Marco Rubio and everybody running as Republicans.
Exactly as we said they would last week, irrespective, before the hurricane even hit, we were saying, yep, get ready, they're going to come after Ron DeSantis.
This is their Hail Mary move, Buck. They have come after DeSantis for 2 years for every decision that he has made as governor. Everybody overwhelmingly has decided that they like the choices that he is making in terms of people choosing to move from one state to another. A poll came out today that has Ron DeSantis up 8 points right now in Florida. He won election by around 30,000 votes, I think it was, Buck, less than 1% in 2018 in one of the most consequential governor elections of all time. And so there is, in the left-wing media right now, a desperate attempt, a Hail Mary-like attempt, 36 days out, to try and use this hurricane to damage and drag down Ron DeSantis, because otherwise this is a referendum on DeSantis's leadership during COVID, and he is going to go from a guy who was elected governor by less than 1% to, according to this most recent poll, winning by 8. Maybe he could win by 10. Maybe he could even win by 12 in a state where, as you well know, Buck, typically, the state of Florida is decided, has been for much of the 21st century, on a razor's edge as it pertains to Democrat or Republican support. Ron DeSantis has done what many said was improbable, if not impossible. He's made Florida a red state, and he has almost taken it off the board. I really believe this. In 2024, Trump won Florida by around 3 points. DeSantis potentially going to win by 8 to 10, and they're coming after him.
Why do you stand behind Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm?
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, you know, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, you know, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, you know, they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Everything he said about his response, Clay, has shown command of the facts, poise. He's on it. There's no reason to believe that he hasn't been on it every stage. But we knew that this is an opportunity, a natural disaster, a catastrophe with loss of life and billions of dollars of loss of property. It's an opportunity for Democrats, unfortunately, that they are taking here to score the cheapest of political points. I'd remind everybody, you brought up the 2018 election and how Ron DeSantis has now turned Florida into a red state, not super red, but a red state over the course of 4 years. They wanted Andrew Gillum to be the governor of Florida. Andrew Gillum, who in June of 2022 was indicted and faces decades in prison on wire fraud, making false statements. That's who they wanted in charge, the former mayor of Tallahassee, not to mention the whole hotel incident with the drug overdose and all the other stuff that was going on there. So they're in no position. The people that were trying to tell you Ron DeSantis was awful in 2018 are in no position now to pretend that somehow they've known something all along about Ron DeSantis. They hate him because he's effective. They hate him because he's good at his job. Because look at the other side. Right now, we're looking at a referendum about Democrats, most notably Joe Biden, but Democrats across the board in positions of power, whether you're talking about mayors, governors, senators, who are horrible at their jobs. The American people have suffered as a result. So a shining example of competent governance in the state of Florida is something they must destroy, no matter how dishonest they have to be in the process. And that's what we're seeing.
And that's the attack right now, and I'm sure it will shift. And I just want all of you, and a lot of you knew this was going to happen too, but Buck and I told you that this was going to be their play because DeSantis has such a commanding lead. They've thrown everything at him related to COVID, the gay bill, which they just totally made up when it came to not allowing kindergarten to third grade to have sexual identity discussions and instruction, which almost every parent in America, regardless of race or politics, actually agrees with. If you have young kids, I've got a second grader right now. He's going to the zoo today on a field trip. He was super excited when I dropped him off at school this morning. If you told me, hey, instead of going to the zoo, we're going to have a nuanced discussion about gender identity with your second grader at a public school, which is where he goes, I would, along with many of the other parents out there, say you are insane. So all DeSantis has done is advocate for policies that make sense, but they're now coming after him based on the hurricane. And note what they're doing right now, Buck. They're saying one particular area of Florida, Lee County, and I'll get to that in a second. Let me say this. Our station is down right now in the Southwest Florida area. We have the number one radio show in Fort Myers, Naples, basically on the Southwest coast of Florida. Buck and I have been talking. We don't want to try to come down when there's still a chaotic recovery going on. Last year, I came down and spoke in Fort Myers. We had a phenomenal turnout. Buck got COVID or he would have been there. Buck and I are going to come down to where Hurricane Ian made landfall, somewhere in that Naples, Fort Myers, Lee County area, and we are going to do an event to help to raise money for that area to recover. But we don't want to come down while all of the recovery efforts are still going on, while so many people out there are trying to rebuild and get everything fixed up. So we will hopefully come down sometime before the end of 2022. We will pick a date. We will pick a destination. Literally, the studio that I did the show from is not far from the coast there. It's totally flooded. The Wink Studios there. Producer Allie and I were in those studios. We met so many fantastic people in that area southwest of Florida. Our station's not even back up yet. I think the television station is still down. There was standing water surged into those studios. So we are going to come down. We're going to do everything we can to help people in Southwest Florida. I know many of you listening in all other parts of the country want to do something as well. So we will be doing something for the Hurricane Ian survivors and the people who were impacted by that storm. But Buck, what they're trying to do is they're now saying, this is the focal point, 24-hour notice in Lee County was not enough. The attack now is that Lee County did not issue an evacuation order early enough. And what I would say about that clip, and that was CNN, that Ron DeSantis was speaking with a CNN reporter. They are trying to come after him over this now. And what I would say just in general is, how great is it, Buck, to have a politician who actually can understand facts and marshal them to explain his decision? We don't have that in the White House right now. Can you imagine Joe Biden trying to explain what happened in Lee County or why a decision was made there? The man can barely speak. DeSantis is the best advocate for his positions out there, which is frankly rare in politics these days.
Also, why are they coming after him on the issue of a late evacuation when everyone knows, and he points this out by saying, you, meaning the media, were all stationed in the Tampa area because it was believed at that point where that was where it was going to get hit. So you can only go based upon what the hurricane trackers believe the path will be. We all know the storms move. Sometimes a storm's about to hit a place and it doesn't even get touched and it moves out to sea or moves into the Gulf or whatever, right? So they're effectively saying, no matter what he did, it wasn't good enough, which we knew they were going to say all along. That's not surprising. But just, I want to remind everybody on the other side of the equation, you have the federal government, which is going to be sending resources here, sending considerable resources, FEMA and all the rest of it. But what is the ideology at work from the Biden White House? You have Kamala Harris. People really paid attention to this.
Yeah.
Who said it was going to be an equity-based relief effort.
We have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
Now, she really, just like somebody who gives HR seminars, you know, she knows the buzzwords that she's supposed to use.
Yeah.
But to bring up equity here, to everybody, that sounds like she's saying, well, this will be, because when they talk about equity and lending to businesses and equity and hiring or whatever, racial justice is what equity actually means to the left. So she's calling for a racial justice based hurricane relief effort. How is that supposed to work exactly?
Well, it's profoundly offensive, I think, to everybody, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, who overwhelmingly understands that when there is a natural disaster, we send all of our resources to the places that are most hit by the natural disaster, because that's the most important thing that federal and state authorities can do, is respond immediately and as efficiently as possible to the people that are most in need, regardless of what their background is, regardless of what their gender identity is, regardless of what their politics are. If people need help in this country because of natural disasters, we've actually, I think, by and large, done a pretty good job of ensuring that the people who need the most help get it the most rapidly. And of course, Kamala Harris, I mean, to even suggest this in the immediate aftermath of a hurricane like Ian is just further evidence, Buck, of how insanely tone deaf all of her political instincts are. Look, this whole equity argument has been out there because they switched from equality, because equality wasn't good enough. Treating everybody equal under the law wasn't good enough. Equity requires that you treat some people differently under the law, based not upon anything that you or me or anyone has done, but based on what people did hundreds of years ago. And to tie that in with a hurricane is so immensely tone deaf that only Kamala Harris could do it. Even Joe Biden hasn't been dumb enough to do that. I will say, and I've said it for a while, maybe the only decision Joe Biden has made is he managed to pick the one person who is more incompetent than himself to be his vice president, which is really the reason why nobody talks about the 25th Amendment.
It has given him a degree of job security.
Yeah.
Meaning that the party will continue to back him because they know, look, Clay, right now, all across the board, Democrats, they're seeing the writing on the wall. They don't really want to say it that much out loud, but they know that they are a month away from a very different reality. And also, if the election goes the way it is trending right now, where Republicans will take the House and likely the Senate, that means the Biden presidency has achieved what exactly for their goals?
8.8% inflation, but thankfully it would mean that he would do nothing for the final 2 years of his tenure.
You know, it would be great for us, but they're finally panicking. Like they are realizing what is coming down the roadway here, which means they're going to get nasty And they're going to get desperate. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a second. Our federal government, you know this, addicted to spending. That reckless spending has led to near unprecedented inflation, raising the costs on everything, food, gas, clothing, supplies. But there are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and reduce the impact of inflation. Start by switching your cell phone service to PureTalk. They deliver best-in-quality cell phone service on America's most reliable 5G network. With PureTalk, you don't have to sacrifice coverage to save money every single month. Look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much. PureTalk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas. And PureTalk has never raised rates. Take action today. Pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck. You'll save 50% off your first month. Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250. Say Clay and Buck to switch the cell service that I'm on. PureTalk is my phone right now. It's what you should be using too. Save some money, folks. Dial #250 from your phone. Say Clay and Buck.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, PureTalk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We are seeing what we expected with the criticism leveled against Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida from the left. Never really with any specifics other than it could have been better. You could have done a better job. The hurricane is really awful, which is true. It was a really awful, destructive hurricane. Therefore, it's your fault, Ron DeSantis, which is not true. So why are they saying that? Well, because they're desperate, because there's a recognition that not only is he likely to win a mandate-style re-election in Florida, but that many other Republicans are also in strong positions right now, and it's on the, hey, we'll just do a better job in positions of power argument, which is a really strong one. Trust us with the economy, crime, the border, the inflation, schools. Trust Republicans with that more than Democrats. That's a very strong argument to be making right now, so they try to find distractions. You'll see a lot of stuff about Trump in the weeks ahead. Trump's not on the ballot. Kamala Harris is, we were just talking about this, still trying to convince everybody. She dodged the question on equity and the recovery effort.
Sleeps resident, can you clarify what you meant about equity for hurricane relief?
Yeah. So most people claim equity for hurricane relief is save lives first, deal with property second, and just make sure people have food, shelter, clothing, medical needs met as human beings, based on need, not based on anything else. She had something else in mind, apparently. This is just another reason why when you hear, even on the Bill Maher show, The Atlantic's Caitlin Flanagan here says replacing Kamala, well, there's an issue with that going into the next term.
What I could see is replacing the vice president because, yeah, she's not very popular anywhere. And it didn't seem to work out. And I don't know, that's been done before on a ticket, you know?
You know, she's got a lot of, in addition to being, for some reason, an off-putting person, she also has, I think, a lot of baggage.
I just think she's a bad politician. Here's the problem with the Democratic Party. They're so boxed in by identity politics that you cannot conceive of a Democratic ticket that doesn't have a woman, person of color on it, and pretty soon you're going to line up behind that gay Latino, and you're going to have, you know, a deaf Eskimo.
Clay, his analysis of they can't replace Kamala, I think he's right.
The only way they can replace her, Buck, is with another black woman. I mean, it's ridiculous, but this is where their identity politics lead them, because it's sexist and racist by Democrat Party-owned policies to not have a black woman. I mean, Joe Biden picked his Supreme Court nominee on the criteria that she be a black woman. I think he picked Kamala Harris on the criteria that she was a black woman. And so the only way they can replace her is if they replaced her with another black woman. And there's just not that deep of a bench. I mean, if Stacey Abrams were not going to get trounced in Georgia, maybe they would pull Stacey Abrams up. But that, it's funny and ridiculous, but that's the reality of their identity politics. The only way they can replace Kamala Harris is if it's with another black woman. And, you know, I think, unfortunately for the Democrats, and this is going to be really fun to follow, I don't think Biden's going to run. Buck and I got the stake bet on it. And how are they going to get past picking Kamala Harris without being racist and sexist? Gavin Newsom's got to figure that out. If you own a business, the last couple of years been anything but easy. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees, managed to make it through COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They will do all the work, no charges up front, just share a percentage of the cash they get with you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you out as well. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions, and they will get you hooked up. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Want to let you guys know, some of the members of Ron DeSantis' team reached out after hearing our open to the show, talking about how we want to come down to Lee County, Fort Myers, and do an event. And they also wanted to make sure that we shared the FloridaDisasterFund.org. DisasterFund.org. First Lady Casey DeSantis, Ron's wife, leading the effort to raise money. They raised $20 million in the first 48 hours. Tom Brady, some of you may have heard of him before, has donated, although the Bucs didn't look very good against the Chiefs last night. Brady obviously plays down in Tampa Bay now. Dave Rubin, good buddy of ours, does fantastic work. He is a Floridian. He has donated. Rumble, congratulations to everybody affiliated with Rumble, by the way, went public recently. It is a YouTube competitor, the kind of place where they will not censor and pull down a video of President Trump being interviewed, which is what YouTube did to us, unfortunately, last week. Both Buck and myself are donating at FloridaDisasterFund.org. Let me tell you that again, FloridaDisasterFund.org. We have also tweeted out the link You can find it at Clay and Buck, Buck Sexton, my name, Clay Travis. You can donate right now like we have, as much as you can give, as little as you can give. It all helps the people of Florida. And again, to reiterate, when things are able, when that area is able to handle an event and people traveling in, Buck and I will also commit to coming down. We don't know what the date of that will be. We've already done a great event for everybody listening in Southwest Florida in Fort Myers last year, I believe it was, or maybe it was early this year. Everything runs together, but we had a fabulous event down there. Our station has been flooded. It's off the air, I believe, right now. So even those people aren't able to listen to us, when they are back up and able to host an event, we will come down. We will raise money. Both Buck and I will be there. We look forward to it. So again, one more time, floridadisasterfund.org. Now, Buck, as we have been going since the show started, we've been talking about good news that is out there. And we are now 36 days from the official midterm election day. Honestly, we have basically election months now. And if Democrats had it, we'd have election years based on the way they like to file their ballots. But
can I just one quick thing on that before you notice how Brazil just had their election results?
They got it wrong there, too.
Yesterday. And they're able to do it. What was it? They're able to tabulate tens of millions of votes nationwide in a matter of a few hours. And it's done. And everyone knows what the vote. There's none of this, oh, we need to do the hanging chads and we need 6 weeks.
Amen. And you know, what state now leads? Florida. Because Florida was so furious and upset with what happened in 2000. If you remember, on election night, by like 10 o'clock Eastern, we knew Trump had won Florida. I'm not a Brazilian elections expert.
You don't want to get into the Lula versus Bolsonaro policy differences?
Have you been to Brazil before?
I have never been to Brazil. Been to Argentina.
I would like to go. I've heard it's fantastic. But what I was going to say, too, about the Brazilian election is Bolsonaro, who is a Trump-like candidate, was down, according to polls, by, I think it was 14 points. There's a runoff coming, and he lost by 4. And so a part of me sits back and says, when we cite these polls, what I think we need to tell you every time is polls are often biased against Republicans. And the polls are still looking really good, which is why I think there's going to be a red wave. Now, that doesn't mean that suddenly you like decide, oh, I don't need to go vote. My side's going to win. No. The one thing that makes me nervous about saying the polls look good is I don't want to dilute or drive down the number of people who go vote, which is, I think, one thing they try to do a lot of times by overemphasizing Democrat support.
And I think a lot of it also, though, is the psychology of whether a person feels mobilized to vote in a close election or you want to root for the winning team. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm at an Alabama game. Alabama's up a lot. I'm an Alabama fan, right? I go to Mississippi, and I'm seeing Ole Miss. If they're up a lot, you know, I might be more inclined to say I'm a Mississippi fan. Some people like to vote for the winning team in a political race. They like to be a part. You know, they certainly, you don't want to vote if you know it doesn't mean anything. As a New Yorker, in previous elections, I've dealt with that many times where it's like, oh, I'm voting for mayor. My shot has no, my vote has no shot of actually coming through. What Clay is getting at here for everybody is, the numbers are looking good. They're probably even better than they are. But for that to happen, everybody who has been thinking, I'm going to go vote for a Republican, has to go out there and do it. Right now is the execution phase. Polls are just polls. They're snapshots of a moment in time. But when you look at the, and by the way, isn't it amazing how much they got the Bolsonaro, Lula? There was another candidate, I don't know, but
they're
two main candidates.
Off. 10
Huge.
Points off in what they said was going to happen.
I mean, that's, by the way, that's the kind of number where, if you ask me, I wasn't paying attention at all. I could pick a number out of the hat. It would probably be closer than the polling was. Like, yeah, I think he's probably up by 10 points. Usually that's a safe bet in two major political parties in a democracy. 10 points. So it's ridiculous that people, I think, right now are in a lot of places being told, oh, you know, you shouldn't think that this Republican can win. And this is why we even have on people that are we've had long shots on. Let's be honest. We've had a number of long shots on. They're winnable long shots, though. They're not.
That's right.
We're not having somebody on who's got a 1 in 100 shot. We're having people who have got a 1 in 3 shot. And if people actually get out there, governor of Oregon, Senate seat in Colorado. I mean, what are some of our other long shots? We've got some big ones.
I think Christine Drazen is going to win in Oregon. And if you're listening to us right now in Oregon, Did you see that ridiculous Portland mayor laughing at someone who was talking about how unsafe she felt?
Ted Wheeler, he may be the worst mayor in America.
He might even be worse than Lori Lightfoot, which is, I mean, that's a I don't know if it's a high bar or a low bar, depending on how
it
you
define
it. It
is an amazing accomplishment in awfulness is what it
to
is.
To even be able to be in the running with Lori Lightfoot, you have to be one of the most atrocious politicians who has ever lived. And so Christine Drazen, I think in Oregon, can win. Buck, we need to talk about this Tiffany Smiley thing. Wall Street Journal had a great piece, I think it was Friday edition, talking about everybody who was sending cease and desist letters to her. That's when you're getting nervous. You don't get the cease and desist letter when people aren't paying attention. You get it when you've got them rattled.
You know what? I want to get into this a little bit when we come back, Clay, because I'm very curious, you know, from the lawyerly perspective. I see this and I say, cease and desist what? She can run a political ad and name a news story or put a headline.
Let's just set the tease here. If you have not heard what happened to Tiffany Smiley in Washington, we are going to tell you a story when we come back, and you're going to say, oh, they really are nervous Patty Murray's going to lose. I mean, that's what I saw. And then the other one is, look, New York, Colorado, both governor and senator. There are a lot of different places out there where this red wave is building, and it is 36 days out. A lot of times with wave elections, people you don't even anticipate winning end up coming into power. You need to vote. Things are breaking this way.
And the results here matter so much, not just because of control of the House and the Senate and also all the state legislatures and governorships and everything. That's, of course, that's a given. But if it's a big enough wave, it becomes what we've been saying was necessary all along to restore sanity and some sense of balance into the universe here, which is a repudiation of the Biden administration's idiocy, of the COVID lockdown madness, of spending us into oblivion, of the wide open borders. It has to feel like a midterm mandate to really matter. And we could have that. If it's just an off-year election for Democrats, they're going to keep being just as crazy everywhere. If we have a midterm mandate situation, you might actually get a little bit more sanity in places like Colorado, in places like Washington State. Possibly. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe even New York City, L.A., and San Francisco.
New York State
Portland,
governor's race.
Portland, Seattle.
I've got words for anybody who doesn't think that Lee Zeldin can get the job done. I got words for the job that Hochul has done so far, but I can't say them on radio. There's a new set of products from MyPillow you're going to want for yourselves only because they're so comfortable, my friends. You're going to love them. Mike Lindell has brand new, all new, season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is an amazing deal. I'm wearing the My Slippers right now on my feet. They are so comfortable. Feels like I'm getting a little foot massage while I'm doing the show every day. It's amazing. The slides and sandals are also super comfortable. Mike has this patented impact gel that's in these shoes. You're going to absolutely love them. Mike Lindell guarantees these products will be the most comfortable footwear you will ever own. Plus, you get 60 days to wear them and confirm that what I'm saying is totally true. You got a 2-month money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose and super comfortable feet to gain. Slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code CLAYANDBUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code CLAYANDBUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. They come with a 1-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK, or call 800-792-3269.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees. That's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
So Tiffany Smiley is a Senate candidate. We had her on the show. This is an amazing story, everybody, okay? We had her on the show recently. She's great. She's compelling. Somebody, I think, with a real future in politics and leadership. We were really impressed with her. And she's making the libs up in Starbucks land, up there in Seattle area, making them nervous for sure. Here's what's going on, okay? Three companies, the Seattle Times, Seattle Seahawks. Do we like them, Clay? Are they good? What's the situation?
They're
there?
2-2. You know, Pete Carroll's had a lot of success there over the years, right. But they've lost Russell Wilson, their star quarterback, and so they're kind of on the downslope, I would say.
All right. I'm going to be rooting against them going forward.
Yeah, based on this, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So the Seattle Times, the Seattle Seahawks, and Starbucks have sent in recent weeks cease and desist letters because Tiffany Smiley, here, she put out an ad, and I want you to listen to the ad and keep in mind that she's getting companies sending her cease and desist letters over it.
These doors are closed because it's too dangerous to ask employees to work here anymore. Think about that. For decades, Patty Murray has spearheaded reckless policies that lead to shortages, inflation, and so much crime that you can't even get a cup of coffee from the hometown shop on Capitol Hill. Even if you could still afford it. 30 years in the Senate, and this is what she has to show for it? If she won't do the job, I will. I'm Tiffany Smiley, and I approve this message.
First of all, the ad phenomenal. Totally hits
we're not
home.
Even. We're just listening to the audio,
right.
And I'm like, damn, that's a good ad. We're not even looking at the video.
We'll put the video up at clayandbuck.com so everybody can see it. But it's a very, very effective ad because it's true. I mean, this is what's going on. They're shutting down Starbucks in places like the home, the original home of Starbucks in Seattle, because they've turned it into one, basically the public toilet and, you know, drug stop, not for like legal drugs, obviously. And two, the area around is getting more and more lawless and we're going to be talking about the crime issue here in detail nationwide in a few moments. Democrats are terrified of this. They're scrubbing their campaign websites. They're doing everything they can because they realize this is actually really hitting. We'll get into that in a second. But Clay, the Seattle Times is saying that they sent a cease and desist letter to the FEC. Break this down for me. And it's because they say she used a headline from a newspaper in her ad from the Seattle Times about the Starbucks's closing because of the crime. In what universe do they think that is a corporate logo misuse? She's trashing what's going on in the trash parts of or in the parts of the city that have been trashed by Democrats.
So I want Tiffany Smiley to win in a big way. We're going to have her on the show again. A lot of you enjoyed her coming on. She was fantastic. When I read this story, I said, hey, they are nervous inside of Patty Murray's campaign. Because Tiffany Smiley is a mom. Her husband is an injured war veteran. You heard her story on our program. And Buck, the Seattle Times, Starbucks, and the Seattle Seahawks. Wait, you know what happened in the Seahawks? Her husband, they did an ad talking about, I believe, I need to get them. In fact, if you're with the Smiley campaign, send a DM to me of the ad that the Seattle Seahawks complained about, because I still haven't seen it or tagged me on it and posted on Twitter so I can share it. But Buck, her husband is a football fan, and they were doing, my understanding is, an ad talking about how expensive inflation had made basic lives for moms and dads and their kids out there. And the husband evidently had on a Seattle Seahawks t-shirt. Seahawks are wildly popular, whether you're a Democrat or Republican in Seattle. And it was not even visible. You couldn't really see the logo, but you could see their colors. And the Seahawks sent a cease and desist as well, demanding that they pull down any sort of reference to the t-shirt. And look, here's the answer. I think the Smiley campaign should publicize all this aggressively. Go double birds to the newspaper, to the Starbucks, and to the Seahawks. She's not claiming that they are endorsing her in the ads. She's just sharing the facts that Starbucks had to close down shops because it's not safe enough in Seattle anymore. And her husband watches football, and he's from Seattle. Of course he's going to root for the Seahawks. Go after these people. They are terrified she's going to win. It's not about their logo. It's about the fact that they're getting pressure from the left-wing universe, and they're terrified she's going to win.
Think about it this way, everybody. What does the First Amendment protect if you can't, as a politician, say, hey, look at this newspaper headline about how they're closing Starbucks in the original home of Starbucks because lunatic Democrats, people don't even remember this. There was the CHOP, just so everybody can think of it. There was the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ, but then they turned to the Capitol Hill Occupy protest, the CHOP, and then they went back to the CHAZ. They created a little pseudo statelet inside of Seattle. There were a couple of people who died. There were a few people who were sexually assaulted. The police weren't even going in, and Democrats were cheering for this. They thought this was a good idea. They allowed this to happen. They ceded. You want to talk about threats to our democracy? They ceded sovereign territory for a few days to a bunch of lunatics, and the city has deteriorated. The police force in Seattle is down. I don't want to make up the percentage, but a huge percentage of cops down. They can't even investigate the crimes that are happening, never mind stop the crimes that could happen by deterrence. And they're sending a cease and desist?
The Starbucks did it because she stood in front of one of their old stores or one of their current stores. I don't understand how this is possible. Again, I would go double birds. And we're doing, and just say, screw you guys, I'm not taking anything down and publicize it even more. We're writing about it at OutKick. Because the idea that the Seahawks would demand that her husband, an injured war veteran, not wear a Seahawks t-shirt in the background of a commercial about watching football in Seattle? Like, who do the Seahawks think they are? This is embarrassing for them. And I will share that video. We'll get them up for you to be able to watch at Clay and Buck. But the biggest message here is she's got them rattled. Patty Murray's been in office for 30 years. This is the biggest threat she's ever faced. And if you're listening to us right now in Washington State, Spokane, Seattle, if you're listening right now and you've gotten used to losing elections, you need to get behind Tiffany Smiley with everything you got. And just south there, Christine Drazen, I believe, is going to be elected as governor of Oregon, the first Republican governor since the 1980s. What happened in Portland, what happened in Seattle, is echoing and resonating throughout the country. And people are saying, as you're about to talk about, Buck, we have to get crime back under control in this country, and maybe we need to put some moms in office to do it. Tiffany Smiley and Christine Drazen in the Pacific Northwest, perfect examples.
We're going to talk about the crime issue coming up here in just a second.
there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.